This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's negotiating tactics. These things happen. Sometimes you see something on Twitter.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's bring in Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
Steiny, it's good to hear your voice, man. I'm doing great.
Thank Baldy. You. Likewise, my friend. Tell me about Bryce Huff. Somebody that you're familiar with for sure, but tell 49er fans what he's all about.
He's a pass rush specialist. He's really a third down, second and long passing situations guy that can come off the edge from the left side or the right side. He likes to be in a 4-point stance. He's got an electric takeoff. He's got a variety of moves to beat tackles in his business. But, you know, like they found out in Philadelphia, he's not an outside linebacker. He's not a guy that's going to drop into coverage and do all that kind of stuff. That's what the Eagles wanted him to do. And he's not that guy. Robert Saleh knows how to use him. He had him basically the whole time he was there. And, you know, Robert's, last year, 2023, his last full-time year there, he got double-digit sacks. I used to joke that, they were just a bunch of hungry piranhas up there getting after the quarterback, and Bryce was really good at his role and playing that role in New York. I believe he played less than 50% of the snaps. I might be wrong about that, but he didn't play any more than 50%. But that's what he was. He was a come in on passing situations, and he brought a lot of heat off the edge for that team.
Baldy, always good to talk to you. I'm wondering if you're Nick Bosa and you get this news that Huff is now your running mate, you know, what that does for his game, because last year I was just telling Steiny and the listeners, that didn't look like the Nick Bosa from the past. What did you make, and what does he need to do to get back to be dominant? Is it fair that I say, you know what, he's got to lead the way?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're paying him to be the elite player, you know, and I think Nick could be the first to tell you that he wasn't very good last year, not good enough, especially when the offense started to falter. You know, the defense had to pick it up, and they didn't do that. So, I mean, they kind of rebuilt their defensive line last year. A lot of those guys are gone. They drafted Mykel Williams this year. But, you know, I think Mykel can rush from the inside. I mean, I think they're going to put their four best pass rushers out there and let them go eat. And if I'm Nick Bosa, I'm thrilled with the signing, because I thought in New York, I thought that he really brought, you know, some juice to that defense. They were one of the better defenses for most of the year until they fell apart at the end when the offense couldn't score any points in New York. But I thought him and Jermaine Johnson and Quinton Williams, I thought they had something really good going. And Robert Saleh, he's not a big blitzer. He's not a guy that, you know, is going to wow you with free hitters to the quarterback. He wants the front four to win. They're built upon that. And I think Bryce Huff is a good rotational player that can win off the edge, that can help Nick get back to where he needs to be. I think Mike Kell and Alfred, the guys they drafted, should play a prominent role. But I feel like the 49ers pass rush got better. And if that's the case, I think Nick Bosa will see more one-on-ones with a chance to, you know, that sack total is to start picking up from what it was a year ago. The injury didn't help him last year, you know, so he was off the field some and, you know, didn't finish strong. But I would think that this is going to help the front four right now.
Brian Baldinger joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's Odyssey's NFL insider, and we're talking to him about the acquisition of Bryce Huff, or soon-to-be acquisition of Bryce Huff for the San Francisco 49ers. Baldy, it feels to me like they've been – would it be fair to say they've been looking for somebody to play opposite Nick Bosa for a while? I mean, you know, they had Leonard Floyd last year. I remember they signed Chase Young in the middle of a season maybe, or early in a season. Ebukam played there a little bit. Are they, you know, what are they looking for out of that spot? And is there a reason they haven't been able to settle on a guy?
Well, I mean, Drake Jackson didn't work out, you know, just couldn't stay healthy.
Right.
And he was a second round pick. I mean, you go through all the guys, but you mentioned a bunch of them. Yeah. I mean, look, I think when the 49ers are rolling on defense, their front four is eating and they're getting home and they're affecting the quarterback. All the way to, you know, the first Super Bowl loss to Kansas City. They were right there at the end and just couldn't make the play at the end. But, yes, they've been searching. They've been going through it. I saw John Lynch at the Senior Bowl this year. I mean, it was a good, you know, it was a good draft for defensive linemen. They got a couple of them. But, yeah, I mean, I think they, you know, they want to build that line back up where they have. I remember one year talking to Nick, you know, late in the year, and I said Max Crosby should win the Defensive Player of the Year award, and Nick got all ticked off at me. And I'm like, well, he plays every play, you know, and Nick's like, well, I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. Max just trying to finish the season. So, you know, I got three or four more games to play more than Max does. But, you know, I mean, if he wants to, you know, to be in that Mount Rushmore pass rushers in this business, you can't do it by yourself. You're going to need help from the inside and from the other side. And I feel like they've been searching for that guy for a while now with Nick.
Yeah, Baldy, you break it down with the best of them, and I'm sitting here, and this is kind of unfair. I know we're not in Vegas, but the Niners right now sit today with the sixth best odds to win the Super Bowl, and I'm thinking to myself, I kind of, you know, it's a question mark. You know, household names left. McCaffrey will be healthy, but no Debo, Ayuk for the first couple of weeks. When I say San Francisco 49ers in success, I mean, what's your outlook on this team right now going into this year, Baldy?
Look, anything short of a playoff appearance is going to be a massive disappointment. Mm. I mean, they just extended, you know, Fred. They extended all these, you know, George. You know, they just gave the quarterback, you know, franchise quarterback money. And so nobody pays their stars like the 49ers do. Maybe the Eagles do, but not many teams have figured out how to keep their stars. Nick Bosa, you know, Christian. Like, they've got a soft schedule. Look, the Rams won the division with 10 wins. It's not like you can't go get 11 or 12 wins this year. They're there to go take. Regardless, I mean, they drafted Vicky Pearsall to replace whether it was Debo or Ayuk at one point. So give him the whole offseason. Let him work with this offense. You know what Juwan Jennings is. He's got a good role in this team. We know what Kittle is. We know that the offense is much better if McCaffrey is healthy. I mean, he can do what Saquon did for the Eagles last year. He has that ability. So let's see him put it all together. Defensively, they got to replace some players. But they played without basically Greenlaw last year. They basically played without, you know, with the safety last year who's in Denver now. So, like, you know, you keep drafting. You miss on some guys. Some guys get hurt. You just keep restocking and coach them up. They got Salah back there in the fold. All right, I think he's a good coordinator. I think it's their division to go win, to be honest with you.
Brian Baldinger joining us on 95.7 The Game, Odyssey's NFL insider. Last offseason wasn't a great one for the Niners. Brian, Ayuk was holding out even though he was at camp. Trent Williams held out. Unfortunate incident with Ricky Pearsall. How much, and I know it's impossible to quantify, but how important is it that Kyle Shanahan's happy that everybody's there right now, and that part of the offseason seems to be left behind from last year?
Not to mention that McCaffrey was hurt all offseason.
Yeah.
And was he ever going to get right? And he never got right.
Yep.
So I think every coach is looking for stability. Nobody wants to win the offseason. Nobody wants to make noise in the offseason because of holdouts, hold-ins, all that kind of Trent's not around. Like, you know, you start building the team in the offseason, you know, whether it's, you know, you got a new defensive coordinator back, Robert's back. A lot of these guys haven't played for Robert. They don't know him. All right, so you get to know your defensive coordinator. You know, new special teams coach, new way of doing things. The offense, all right, let's make it a top five offense where they belong right now, regardless of who's out there on the field. This is important. I felt like we never talked about the 49ers and anything but the holdouts and the distractions a year ago. Yep. And nobody wants to really deal with that stuff, and they don't have to deal with it this year. That's a good thing.
Now, Baldy, you played this game at a high level. We just played some sound before we had you on from Kyle, and he basically talked about last year and maybe the one benefit of not making the playoffs is they got a lot of rest. They got 5 weeks that normally they were a player in years past, and I'm just thinking to myself, again, I didn't play. You did, Baldy. And you got new faces. How big of a deal is that, you know, that they weren't in the offs and maybe they got more rest? Is that something real?
Yeah, I think that's just coach speak. I mean, it's real. It's real, but they don't say that. If the Eagles, fall apart this year, they'll say, well, you know, we didn't get 5 weeks of rest. We were playing the Super Bowl. I mean, look, the idea is to not have any rest. The idea is to be in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, okay, Kansas City does it every year. Like, they're in the Super Bowl. Like, they're getting 5 weeks less time than all the teams that finished on New Year's Day. So, like, that's, you know, I mean, that's, you know, it's not uncommon that what Kyle said. I think it's a bunch of hogwash.
Brian Baldinger joining us on 95.7 The Game. Let me ask you about the 49ers kicker, Jake Moody. They obviously used a high draft pick on him, didn't have a great year last year, was hurt in the middle of the season. Read a story, he's going from a three-step kick to a two-step kick. They've brought in some competition for him. Is this all kind of a troubling sign?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's like golfers changing their swing. You know, they always change their swing when they're struggling. You know, and sometimes, you know, they figure it out. And then sometimes it just leads to, you know, other struggles. The special teams was atrocious last year. Jake was a part of it. You know, if you go back and you look at what he was able to do. I mean, he missed a lot of kicks last year from between 40 and, you know, 50, anything beyond 40 yards. He was 50%. That's just not good enough in his business right now. And so under 40 yards, he was perfect. After 40 yards, it was, you know, flip a coin. So if you're changing, you know, your steps and, okay, well, why were you perfect under 40 yards and 50% after 40 yards? Is it the steps? Is it the leg? Is it in your head? Like, I don't know. I think that's – kickers are on a carousel, man. Like, some guys just steady Eddie. You know, they don't change anything. You never hear from them. They change, you know, they change uniforms in the closet with the mops. You never deal with them. But you deal with them when they're missing kicks and they're losing games. You know, that's troubling. And you bring in Greg Joseph, you know, maybe he gives them some, you know, some competition. But you know, kickers, man, they can get cold real quick, just like golf swings do. So I don't, you know, I mean, it's the off season. Just because you drafted a guy doesn't mean anything. You know, you want a guy that's just going to go out there and make the kicks. And from 50 yards in, you want to be as perfect as possible.
Hey, Baldy, you mentioned this draftee just a few minutes ago, but can you tell Niner fans why they should be excited about my man from Georgia, Mykael Williams?
Man, you go back and watch the Georgia's national championship team, the last one. He was a freshman on that team. He was an 18-year-old kid, and he was playing huge. You know, then in his sophomore year, he played well. And then last year, he got hurt in the first game against Clemson and gutted it out all year, playing with a high ankle sprain. But he did gut it out and did play. I think he's got tremendous size and strength. He's not the fastest guy off the edge, but he's got plenty of speed. But he's got real power. Like, he's a big, strong kid that's going to grow into his body. I think he's got a real bright future. You can look at all the pass rushers, Abdul Carter, James Pierce, Mike Green. I mean, you can make a case that Michael, from simply a size standpoint, size strength standpoint, he could be the best of anybody in this draft. Like, there's just not many guys, 6'5", long arms, set to edge, like, gets off blocks. Like, you know, it's about being coached right now and really building your toolbox of moves. That would be good for him to get with Nick and learn how to, like, really take off and, you know, learn a lot of the tricks of the trade. But he's got a real bright future, I believe. He's only 21. He's got a big, strong body. I think he's going to be a good pro.
Baldy, how good's the NFC West when you stack it up with the other divisions?
I think it's highly competitive. I mean, Seattle was 10-7 last year. I think they got better, to be honest with you. It's Mike McDonald's second year. It took him a half a year to figure out what the hell he was doing on defense. They weren't very good to start, better at the end. Arizona, I think, got better everywhere. I think they got better on the defensive line. I think they got better at receiver. I think, you know, they've been giving teams problems as it was, the way that they can run the ball and the way that they dial up their defenses. So I think it's a very, very tough division. I'm not dismissing the Rams at all. You still got Sean McVay. You still have, you know, Stafford, and you still have, you know, Puka, and, you know, all the studs they drafted in that defensive line. I think it's a great division. I think these division games are going to be must-see TV. I don't care who's playing who.
How confident are you in young Ricky Pearsall? Because he's winning at the game of life with what he had to overcome, and he's still with us, Baldy. He's not happy Debo's gone. You know, he can't say that, or Ayuk is on the shelf. But how confident are you in him filling those shoes and making an impact?
Well, you know, when he was coming out last year, I thought him and Ladd McConkey were kind of like neck and neck. You know, who was better, who's going to be a better pro. Ladd McConkey turned out to be a star with the Chargers, but he played every game. He was healthy. Like, I think Pearsall can do everything that Ladd did last year with the Chargers. Like, it's all there for him. Now, we didn't see great route running, but we saw it when he was at Florida. So I think typically guys make the biggest jump between their first and their second seasons. I'm sure, you know, what he went through last year would be hard to overcome and be great. He had made a couple plays at the end of the season, but I think this offseason was important. Get all of his strength back, get his mind right, you know, and go out there and show everybody that he was worthy of a number one pick. It usually takes a year to figure it out. McConkey hit it right away. But I feel like he could do everything that Ladd McConkey did for the Chargers last year.
Are your eyebrows raised at all that he showed up to OTAs as young as he is, Baldy? I'm telling Steiny, like, what have you done? How do you have a hamstring issue? Your thoughts when you read that?
I hate to see that, man. I don't know. These guys, everybody has their trainers. Some guys overtrain. I don't know. Like, it shouldn't – like, nothing – honestly, nothing would bother me more as a head coach or position coach than a guy that has a nagging hamstring injury. Nothing. Because I feel like they're all preventable, whether it's stretching, hydration. I mean, everybody's got all the tools that they need to be able to go. Your job as a receiver, honestly, is to run all day, every day. That's your job. And you catch the ball along the way. If your job on this play is to clear out and run 60 yards down the field, then run 60 yards back and go do it again. That's their job. That's all. The job description is not difficult, and anything that inhibits that is just would just irritate the hell out of me.
I got one more for you, Baldy, and I'm a little annoyed with your alma mater. My daughter goes to Tulane, and I really got into Tulane football last year, and we had a quarterback who was a redshirt freshman who was a hell of a quarterback, and he transferred to Duke, Darian Mensah. Are you familiar with him?
I'm not.
Yeah, well, you're
I'm curious though.
You're paying him $8 million for the next 2 years, and you took this guy, and he's a hell of a quarterback.
None of that money came out of my pocket.
I mean, Duke's already prestigious, and now they're throwing money around. Man,
I thought they only did that to guys like Cooper Flagg.
Well, I didn't know
they were doing that to football players.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Baldy, what ocean were you in this offseason? I know I'm telling Stanley it's go time, but where have you been?
Oh, man, I was just last Saturday. I was in Jupiter swimming with, these bull sharks and these lemon sharks. It was fantastic. Yeah.
My man.
They were swimming in the water. I was in there diving down with them. They were circling me. It was, I was just a pig in heaven.
And it wasn't even Shark Week.
Yeah, we need the ice. The real Aquaman. Yeah.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
That was good, man.
Yeah.
All right, have a great,
my pleasure, guys.
Yeah, have a great rest of the summer, Spaldy. Brian Baldinger.
Okay. Good, great talk to you guys. Thank you.
Odyssey NFL insider, Brian Baldinger.
So, just to Pearsall, Steiny, if you were a head coach, you'd be a bit irritated. Your job is to run all day, every day. Try to make a mountain out of a molehill, but I just thought I'd share with you and Evan,
I mean, for me, it's not necessarily the hamstring, it's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Maybe it was a reach. Pearsall was a reach.
Well, I think this season will reveal that. And I'm not saying his career is all, boils down to one season. But let's be honest. Put the rat on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. With Ayuk being hurt and Debo out of here, Steiny, and I know Jennings is a man, but Pearsall's got to be first you got to be healthy. And I'm not saying he's not. I just thought it was odd. But I appreciate a former player and a dude that breaks it down with the best of them saying, Steiny, just as a coach.
I mean,
and we saw with Steph what a hamstring can do and how he can nag.
I mean, that's another reason why, I'm a little skeptical on the 49ers. Mm. Their receiving core right now.
Mm.
With Ayuk unsettled and Pearsall just starting his second year. Juwan Jennings is back. They acquired Robinson, but I don't know. We'll see. How much do you think they're going to miss Debo?
Well, I'll tell you this. From a production standpoint and what the reality is these last two seasons, I'm going to say not much. And then I wonder if there was a cloak or a dark cloud over Kyle's head. So he thought in regard to having to force feed Debo the ball, and maybe that can be an addition by subtraction. I don't know, but if the young gun that I drafted a couple years ago is showing up to camp with a hamstring issue that could linger, I know I'm being negative, but Steiny, I guess right now they wouldn't have signed off on the deal if they thought they were going to miss him much. You know?
Yeah, I think they're going to miss Debo Samuel. And here's how, even though he didn't have a great year last year, I felt like the 49ers offensively when Deebo Samuel was Deebo Samuel,
yeah,
he took him to another level. And I get it. He wasn't a bell cow, but he would make 6 to 8 plays a game that oftentimes were difference making plays. And so when Deebo was great, they got to the NFC Championship and then they got to the Super Bowl. And last year, their offense was not nearly as effective for a variety of reasons, but Deebo Samuel wasn't the player that he had been. And so what I wonder is, now without Deebo Samuel entirely, does that explosive, dynamic type of play either diminish or go away entirely? Because I really do think the plays he was involved in over the last 2 years, not counting last year, he made difference-making plays.
Oh, man, nobody can say anything less about his imprint and what he's done in years past. But now it's just what you talked about, the newcomer Robinson by committee, Kittle, Jennings now, you know, basically being the one, and Pearsall. So I get what you're saying, Stoney. We haven't seen it. You know, how scary are they now when you line up against this Niner offense knowing that the Deebo package is something you don't have to worry about? And we'll see. But I got to tell you, it's exciting because obviously the team is telling us there's life after Deebo offensively, or else they wouldn't have, you know, kicked him to the curb.
All right, so we just had Brian Baldinger on and did a dive into the San Francisco 49ers. And the one thing I asked Brian Baldinger is the thing I want to ask San Francisco 49er fans, at least where we're at right now. And it's this. You made it to the NFC Championship 2 years ago. A year ago, you made it to the Super Bowl. Last year, you were a 6-11 team, and now you've made some significant changes, especially with some names, at least, who've been around for a while. Like, if you're a 49er fan, how do you look at this team? For the last 3 years, we've looked at it as a Super Bowl contending team. Do you guys still feel like that's the case after last year's 6-11 season, or are you now viewing the 49ers in a different way with some different expectations? 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, book your stay at the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Enjoy sweeping views, clean, fresh, cool ocean air, and a bottle of chilled complimentary wine in your room. Breakfast is served at the Tides Wharf Restaurant. Book today at inatthetides.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.